So here's a great idea for a movie, huh?
The next battle is in the greatest jungle of them all, Wall Street.
We're going down the drain, okay? The stock is plummeting.
When it hits 18, buy it all.
Something big is going down. I want you to fill out the missing picture.
Something big is going down. Do you feel like you're cast in an Oliver Stone movie? What Gordon Gekko did dramatically back in the 80s may be coming true. Joining us now is David Corton. He's the author of Agenda for a New Economy, From Phantom Wealth to Real Wealth. He joins us from Bainbridge Island, Washington. David, thanks so much for being here.
Delighted to be on your show.
You know, your book lays out a very interesting agenda, and it talks about something called phantom wealth being what Wall Street is all about, and that real wealth is actually a more grounded way of developing an economy. First of all, describe what you mean when you say phantom wealth.
Well, it's what Wall Street does. Basically, what it's in the business of is creating money out of nothing through pumping up financial bubbles and creating debt pyramids, creating all kinds of fictitious assets that are totally disconnected from the creation of anything of real value or utility. And, you know, in the United States, we've basically shifted our whole economy from producing things of real value to simply making money. And it's, you know, the whole thing is essentially a scam, because it's creating financial claims for people who are producing absolutely nothing in return. And, you know, it's a system that by design was destined to ultimately collapse. That's finally happened, and we're paying the price. The unfortunate thing is that most of the efforts by the government to deal with the problem actually don't deal with the deeper issue that we're really dealing with a failed system design, and we need to make much deeper changes than anybody's talking about.
Well, it's one thing for someone like me to say, hey, you know, it's a bunch of paper that you're using and it's not real wealth. But you're a trained economist and a professor at the University of Washington.
I'm actually not a professor at University of Washington. I work independently, but I was on the Harvard Business School faculty.
Right, I'm misquoting myself here, but anyway, the point is made. You're trained as a critic of this sort of financial system. Why is it that the premise of the federal government seems to be we have to fix the financial system and everything else will get better?
Well, you know, we've gotten into kind of a cultural trance as a society. We've become conditioned to believe that money is wealth and that making money is creating wealth. And it misses a very obvious point, which is that money is nothing but a number. It has no existence outside of the human mind. And we've gotten ourselves just totally misdirected in our thinking about economic activity. You know, it's most extraordinary that, you know, according to Kevin Phillips, it's actually been policy to shift ourselves away from producing anything of real value to simply creating money and assuming that our distinctive role in the global economy is to produce the money and to market and consume things that are produced by other people. It's ultimately an act of economic insanity. And it is hard to believe that intelligent people have gotten sucked into it, but that is exactly what's happened.
David, this is Farai. One of the things that strikes me is that I recently did a rollover of some retirement funds, and so I had money in stocks. I had to liquidate that, transfer it to, you know, rollover to another tax-free fund, and then reinvest it. Money was invented pretty much to create ways of transferring things. You know, if you were traveling, whatever. Are you arguing that money itself is flawed, that the whole idea of money is flawed, or just that the currency we have now and the investment systems we have now are not working? What kind of money would you like to see?
Well, yeah, money itself is not the problem. It's one of the most useful of human inventions in terms of facilitating exchange. The problem is that we've gotten into a situation where we've monetized more and more of our relationships. and gotten ourselves to a situation where we've got a society in which it's virtually impossible to survive without money. So we become focused on the money rather than on the the things that we really need to live a productive life.
Well, let's focus on that focus then. If there were an economy that was grounded in this focus on real wealth, what would it look like? And is it scalable to a nation of 320 million or a planet of 6 billion?
Oh, absolutely. We would be focused on what are the things that we really need to produce a good life, rather than, you know, starting with a premise of what will it be most profitable to produce and sell. We would be much more conscious of the fact that we are, particularly in the United States, consuming way beyond our environmental means. And, you know, we've been headed not only for financial disaster, but also for environmental disaster. And the system, by the way, our money system is organized based on bank debt. We've created a system in which it's absolutely certain that that day by day we increase inequality.
Who enforces this? Is it a government? Is it individual consumers? How do you enforce these changes in decisions?
Well, first of all, we have to have a conversation and recognize that we are, that we've got a defective operating system in society. That we've got ourselves set up so that the decisions are all based on what will produce the greatest returns to money, which is a fiction in the first place, rather than what is required to improve the quality of our lives and make sure that that people have productive work, that they have food on the table, that they have adequate shelter, education, health care, and all the basics. That's what we need to start with. We should be, first of all, evaluating the performance of our economy based on the extent to which it is, in fact, providing those things. And look at what are our real resources, our skills, our technology, our land and natural resources, and how do we best organize to match our resources to our needs?
So getting to that agenda should not mean that we have to pass through a sort of financial bailout for the banking system. We should go directly to this issue of what do we need to live. David Korten, author of Agenda for a New Economy, From Phantom Wealth to Real Wealth.